Thousands of the nation's bar and nightclub owners are in Las Vegas this week. It's their annual convention, and the names of some of the sessions say it all. Names like How to Prosper in Hard Times and Driving Beverage Profits in a New Economy. We asked reporter Adam Burke to attend the show, and he filed this sobering report.
Homespun wisdom and alcohol are in ample supply at this event in the cavernous Las Vegas Convention Center.
The market is tough presently, very tough.
Francois Ferrat owns the Purple Moon Nightclub in Flint, Michigan. He's on the hunt for some cheap laser lighting, if there is such a thing, and he pauses long enough to explain just what tough means to him.
Oh, I would say business is down between 10 and 20%. People do not pay what they used to pay. So you have to reduce your drink prices, adjust to the market, so we give them more for their money.
But it's not as if hard times are universal. Meet Del Valenti. He owns a tavern called Albert's on the Alley in Garden City, Michigan.
We're up about 15% over last year. Yeah, our business is fine, and we're very economically priced, and people can afford to come in, and they do.
So here's a question. Do people consume more alcohol in times of economic hardship or more in times of prosperity? Okay, it's actually a trick question. Per capita alcohol consumption in the U.S. stays pretty flat. Americans drink 2.5 gallons of pure alcohol a year on average, whether it's in beer, wine, or distilled liquor. And that hasn't changed for the last few decades.
When the economy's great, people drink. When the economy sucks, people drink.
Donna Hood Krecka is editorial director of the trade show's publication, nightclub.com.
This is America. People drank during Prohibition. You know, they're going to drink.
But Americans are drinking less out on the town these days. Sales of alcohol in bars and restaurants were down a bit last year, but liquor store sales, slightly up. So you'll be glad to know Americans are still drinking. They're just doing more of it at home. And that, Krecka says, is a challenge to bar and nightclub owners.
There is more competition and there's less expendable income. So how do you get them to come and spend it with you as opposed with somebody else?
On top of that, there are the vagaries of the hipster set.
It's fad-driven. You know, the customer is fickle. The 20-something customer is really fickle. You know, they're going to go with what's hot this week, and it may not be hot next week. And you have to figure out, you know, if you run one of those places, how do you keep it hot? How do you keep them coming back? And that's not easy.
But the conventional wisdom seems to be this. Just serving drinks is probably not enough. Workshop presenters discuss text messaging, social networking, booking live music, karaoke. And the trade show floor is a cacophony of video games, steam machines, pulsing LED lights, writhing dancers in skimpy costumes. And in the midst of all that flicker and smoke, there's Robin Wincup offering that old standby, the mechanical bull.
You can't sell something like the mechanical bull unless you can see it, ride it, touch it, and smell it.
I guess it smelled like a mechanical bull should, though that might not be the case once the bull's been ridden around by a bunch of drunken bar patrons. Still, Wincup assures the bull is a big draw.
It's just a great attraction. It brings the crowds in, it's very visual, and people love it. It's very American.
So far, at least some of those in attendance haven't had to do much to attract clientele. Tom Seltzer, who owns three bars in central Wisconsin, says the economic downturn has actually helped business.
I've got a lot of guys in my area that are actually laid off from work. It seems like they have nowhere else to go, so they can hang out a lot more and drink a lot more. Nothing else to do in Wisconsin but drink.
Seltzer says if business does drop off, he might put on a polar plunge. That's where customers jump into the icy waters of a nearby Wisconsin river while he serves drinks. Apparently, another bar owner tried that recently, and it went over big. For NPR News, I'm Adam Burke in Las Vegas.